Blog Talk Radio.
I should be like sow. Until it's bright out. Oh, just another lonely night. Are you willing to sacrifice your life?
Bitch, I'm a monster, no good blood sucker. Fat motherfucker, now look who's in trouble. As you run through my jungle, all you hear is rumble. Kanye West samples, here's one for example.
Gossip, gossip, nigga, just stop it. Everybody know
I'm a motherfucking monster.
I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. Profit, profit, nigga, I get it. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands. The best living or dead, hands down, huh? Let's talk more here right now, huh? And my eyes more red than the devil is. And I'm about to take it to another level, bitch. Matter who you going, yeah, ain't nobody cold as this. Do the rap and a track, triple double, no assist. And my only focus is staying on some bogus shit. Arguing with my older bitch, acting like I owe a shit. I heard the beat the same rap to get a track pain. Fuck the chain that always give me back pain. Fucking up my money, so yeah, I had to act sane. Shot nigga, but these hoes love my accent. She came after me and shit, this the number two gal. If you wanna make it number one, you're number two now. Bitch, that goofy Malibu, I call it Malibu, yeah. Goddamn, EG, I would hit him with a new style. Know that motherfucker, well, what you gon' do now? Whatever I wanna do, God, cool now. Not gonna do fine, it's new now. Think you motherfucker really, really need to cool out. Cause you'll never get on top of this. So mommy, best advice is just to get on top of this. Have you ever had sex with a pharaoh? I put the pussy in a sarcophagus. Now she claiming that I bruised her esophagus. Head of the class and she just wanna swallow shit. I'm living in the future, so the present is my past. My presence is a present, kiss my ass. Gossip, gossip, nigga, just stop it. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. Profit, profit, nigga, I get it. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see your...
Welcome to the Questionable Intelligence Report, starring Mike Garvey, Crispy Peterson, Mick Chalella, and Lou Camacho, a.k.a. Larry Comanche, a.k.a. the Dog Bother, a.k.a. the Creepy Guy That Sniffs Me, a.k.a. Carajo Louie.
A.k.a.
Yeah.
What's going on? Fuck.
What,
get out of my face.
I'm
on the show.
Did you have... You can't just A.k.a. and then not say anything.
No, because my kid was bothering me. Get out of my face. Mad at you. My kids are...
See, that's what happens when you have kids. They become nothing but an annoyance. Welcome, welcome. We have a jam-packed show today. Jam-packed show.
Wow.
Yes.
I'm trying to get Shakes to call back in because I just want to touch base with him about the fallout from our show on Sunday.
There was fallout?
Yeah, there was fallout. Yeah, there was fallout.
Yeah.
He got out of a horribly abusive relationship with some chick, and she used to beat the shit out of him, which is one of the reasons why he's here, because she would whoop his ass, and he wouldn't do anything about it because I'd like to say he's a gentleman, but we all know that's not true. So it's because
no.
He's
had nothing to do with his moral convictions at all.
No, whatsoever. Yeah, that was down in Florida. So I guess she caught the show and gave him a lot of shit for, you know, having sex with a tranny, which was like, you know, 15 fucking years ago and all that shit.
Matter.
And so she came up here. She came up here. She broke into my house and she beat his ass with a crowbar.
What?
And then shoved it in his butt. No, I'm just playing. She didn't do anything.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, I'm sure.
That would have been awesomely bad.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
You had me in
would
the
have been fantastic.
Shoved it up his butt.
Yeah, first she beat him with the crowbar, and then she raped him with it.
See, that I would have believed, but once the rape occurred, I was you lost.
I knew you were just trying to make us feel good.
No, but she did give him a lot of shit, and like her mom was like calling him and saying, "I'm going to call the cops on you." And meanwhile, like he's gotten into crazy shit. So. She used to beat him so bad and then call the cops on him So the cops would show up, and he'd be, like, beaten bloody. And, you know, like, she'd have, like, a minor bruising or something like that. And the cops would look at him and be like, do you want us to take her in?
Damn.
Like, that's how bad she would beat him up. Like,
right.
The cops didn't even have
to
ask who was the aggressor. He'd be like, no, you know, anybody who grew up in this area knows better than to try to get the cops to help him out.
Right.
Nobody deals with the cops around here. We all know better.
I should know better.
Except for me when it came to my first ex-girlfriend. Remember, Louie? Remember how many times I had to call the cops on that bitch?
Ooh. Yeah, but, you know, that was rightfully so.
Yeah, no, she was fucking, she was insane. She
What was the time that I went and you had called the cops and I was just pulling up and it was one of the guys from a customer from Starbucks that we knew. He was a cop. And I was like,
I don't know. It could have been one of many times. There were so many reasons because she wouldn't leave. She wouldn't ever leave. Like, I had to kick her out of my house so many times that she wouldn't leave, so I'd call the cops, and the cops would make her leave.
Yeah. I was the victim, and they made me leave, which was so shitty.
Really?
My mom. That's another story of my mom and me fighting. This time I was pregnant with my daughter, and she started in on me. And she called the cops, and the cops made me leave. And what was so messed up was my sons were toddlers at the time. I had to leave my sons with her. So, yeah. They're no help.
Well, this just took a horrible turn. What a miserable opening to the show.
Welcome to the show. Wonderful.
Welcome to the show. Yeah, but I feel like Shakes is probably not going to call in, which may be better for him. He's trying to stay out of trouble. I'm hoping she hears this and she can go fuck herself. But because Shakes is back home and he's being cared for, he's being nursed at the teat of the Garvey residence.
What's his name? Shakes?
Well, his name is Eddie Targa, but they call him Shakes.
Wow.
Like Shakes the Clown, I think. I know there's a shitty Bob Goldthwait movie called Shakes the Clown back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Shakes, like the shakes you go when you have withdrawal.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's where he got it from. I'm
maybe it's
that's where he got it.
Granny's penises.
Yeah.
So there's so many things to get through today, and a couple of things cropped up after I already did the show promo. But let's try to get to. I'm going to lay out the topics ahead of time. Have any of you guys? I hope all of you have seen it. Once I get the Facebook site up and running, I'm going to start posting videos and shit that I want you guys and other people to take a look at before we do the show. But have you guys all seen the Miley Cyrus thing at the VMAs? Have you heard about that?
Of course. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Have you seen it? Great.
Yeah.
You, Christy. I know you, for Christ's sake. I'm talking about these two fucking Mickey and Lou.
Trending topic. It's a worldwide trending topic.
Mickey's too busy with his fantasy football team, and Louie with baseball. Is it baseball?
Well, I have to get ready for my football drafts for all this week, so mostly football.
And Lou tries to pretend he has a life, so he doesn't spend all that much time on Facebook.
Losers. How dare they? Of course they saw
which
it.
Which is ludicrous. See what I did there? See that?
Well done.
Punny.
Anyway, so Miley Cyrus, here's, let me just give a quick rundown of what happened. So Miley Cyrus comes out of this big teddy bear, and she's wearing this onesie that's got this weird, it's got a teddy bear face on it that's making this weird face that's got its like tongue sticking out and shit. And she proceeds to make that face throughout the entire performance where she's like winking one eye and shoving her tongue out of her mouth and like biting it. It's weird. It's uncomfortable. She's wearing this big clunky white, like, fuck, it looks like she just came out of nursing school with those big fucking clunky sneakers. And she proceeds to like half crab walk, half dry hump the entire stage. And it's bad because this onesie thing is like really fuzzy and it's kind of bulging a bit towards the crotch. And she's got like little pencil stick legs. So it's just like weird and awkward and gawky. Yeah, there's dancing teddy bears behind her. I haven't even got to that yet. There's dancing teddy bears behind her. She's singing a song that does not match the tone of the dancing at all. Like it doesn't make any sense why this would be matched to the song that she was singing. It sounded like some sort of love ballad that she was crooning over this fucking fiasco of dancing teddy bears. There's a big fat black woman. Well, see, I can't even say she's all that fat, but she's got a giant ass in tight clothes with this big ugly teddy bear backpack. And Miley Cyrus is like slapping her ass and stuff. Uh huh.
Striped tiger leotards with the thong detail on the back, so it's accentuating the largeness of her ass.
So Miley Cyrus is like slapping her ass, and then so that dies down, and that was bizarre enough. That dies down, and then she whips off her onesie, and she's wearing this like lycra, or say it looked like it was possibly weaved out of like lanyards or something. Like it was just. It was this plasticine fucking
latex-y
bullshit, latexy looking little fucking little bikini thing. And then Robin Blood Thicke comes out and starts singing his Blurred Line song, which is really popular. And he looks like Beetlejuice. He's absolutely dressed like Beetlejuice. The first thing I thought when
suit.
I saw it was Beetlejuice is singing Blurred Lines all of a sudden.
Me too.
And she proceeds to dry hump and rub her ass all over Robin Thicke. And honestly, like, he really didn't do much. He sang a song, and he looked a little put off. And nobody wants to blame the guy for this. I'd like to blame him for this act, but he really looked like he had no fucking idea what was going on. He didn't move very much.
I think that's just his general look, but okay.
Maybe like, he was forced to do it.
I don't know how complicit he was in this fiasco, but he didn't move around very much. Most of the spastic action on stage was caused by her. And then she's got this foam finger. I'm not even done, Christy. I'm not even remotely done. She's got this foam finger. She's rubbing her own crotch with it. She's humping the foam finger. She's rubbing it all over this guy's dick. Now, I don't know if you guys know who Paula Patton is, but she's an actress, and she's married to Robin Thicke.
Yeah.
And she's fucking incredibly hot.
Yeah, I was going to go there.
Incredibly hot.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I think one of the reasons that he wasn't reacting so much is because Miley just wasn't doing it for him. Like, it just wasn't, he's got that to go home to. Even though any hot bitch gets old after, like, 2 weeks, we all know this, but
that long?
Yeah.
2 weeks later, you're just like, oh, my God, is there somebody else that'll put up with your shit? Because I can't do it anymore.
Right.
So she's doing this, and I guess that's how it ends. It just ends with her, like, making this horrendous stuck-out tongue face and humping the foam finger and...
Yeah.
And she's whittling. I didn't even get to 2 Chainz. I didn't get that far. If you got something to say about 2 Chainz, you go ahead, because I didn't get that far.
No. Just go ahead. Continue.
No, that's it. That's it. I mean, it's...
No, 2 Chainz was part of the thing. He came out and he had, he was part of the act, too. And then there was another rapper I can't remember, too. It was like a medley. It was a medley of, like, 4 different songs. And she was a part of it.
I didn't watch the whole thing, so I don't know. Right.
Yeah. Well,
I only
watched
the Miley
part,
but I do know that there are a couple of close-ups of her from behind, and she does not have the kind of ass that justifies this outfit at all.
See, I was going to say, here's a couple of things I want to say about this. First of all, this whole thing makes me laugh, because all of the buzz, like, the day after was how risque this performance was. Madonna was humping crucifixes on the stage of the VMAs 30 years ago, okay? This is not a big deal, number one. Number two, I think like 95% of the population had apparently never heard of twerking until 3 days ago, which is funny to me because I'm an old white guy and I've known what it is for years. Like, this isn't like something that new.
Yeah, it's been around for...
Christy, you're also a white guy who's heard of it for years?
Yeah.
I'm saying I'm an old white guy, and I've known what twerking is for a while.
Well, you said you were a white guy who's heard of it for years, and Christy said me too, so I was just like, I didn't know Christy was a white guy.
Yes.
And,
deep down,
and to go along with that, Miley does not have the body to be doing whatever she was trying to be doing. Like, it was not.
No.
It was just not working. It was funny looking because I actually saw like a picture of comparing like her ass to like a frozen turkey, which is funny that you said. It reminded me of Eddie from the other day, and I was like, well, maybe
okay.
I could be fucking a turkey now.
Well, see, her ass looked like somebody stuffed a bunch of peach cobbler into an English muffin until it starts spilling out on both sides. Like, it was bad.
Right. But like you brought up Paula Patton, which is what I was going to do. It's funny. The one thing I will say that I'm glad, because the white guys still get mostly carte blanche when it comes to this thing, because everybody was so appalled at what Miley did, and nobody said a damn word about Robin Thicke. And like you said, to your point, he didn't seem like he was enjoying himself very much. It wasn't like he was, you know, grabbing her hips and like throwing her down and stuff like that. But not a single word was uttered that I heard about, oh, my God, look what Robin Thicke and Miley Cyrus did. It was all about her. Like, she was the whore. She was, like, the crazy
person.
Well,
he didn't
person.
Do anything except stand there. He just stood there and sang. Like, it wasn't,
well,
you know,
yeah,
I mean, people have been giving him shit about the lyrics for his song because it's, oh, the lyrics, it's like, you know, oh, he's talking about blurred lines. He's calling a woman an animal. And every time I hear that, I'm like, wait a second. Like, seriously, do any of you people listen to rap music? Like, there's a song lyric where Lil Wayne says that he almost drowned in a girl's pussy, so he swam to her butt. Like, that's hysterical to me. But that's a lot worse than saying a girl is an animal. Like, she's acting like an animal.
Even again with what Miley did, if you watch the video to Blurred Lines, it's a borderline porn. Like, what she did is not risque, especially in comparison to the actual video itself. Which is why it was funny.
Right.
Well, it's a bunch of topless women cavorting. I mean, there's like people jerking each other off and shit.
Well, you know what I mean. I'm just saying, like, is what Miley did any crazier than what goes on in the actual video? I don't think so.
No. Well, you know,
I think it's worse only because Miley Cyrus has like Lou Camacho buttocks. Like, they're dangly and sloppy.
Yeah,
and,
like, that was the funniest part.
And they
slap
against the back of her thighs.
A coworker from Yale, this black chick said, which I think is apt, she has the ass of an 80-year-old man.
I don't
pretty
think
much.
like you guys said, in the grand scheme of VMAs, this was definitely not the most risque or craziest song.
But at the same time,
it was hard to watch because it was embarrassing.
It was cringing, and it was. I mean, Madonna is known for being tacky as well in her. You know, this it was a very Madonna-esque move, and the fact that it was just tacky and uncomfortable to watch. Like,
right.
There
was
no statement made about this.
It
was people were saying, oh, she must be on drugs because of this face that she was making.
No,
but I'm telling you, like, the onesie that she had on had that face on it. It's like a thing that she's trying to get started or something. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
She's posed in several pictures before the VMAs with that stupid tongue thing that she's doing.
Right.
She's trying to make it a thing. And it was just, it was embarrassing. I felt embarrassed
it was
for her. I felt it was just like, oh, my God, this is awful. This is the worst thing I've seen.
What did you tell me her butt cheeks looked like earlier? Butt cheeks looked like earlier?
I said it looked like a sloppy chicken cutlet in a latex diaper. It was just embarrassing.
It did.
Just,
That's a good call.
It looks like somebody was trying to cut a chicken cutlet in half with a spandex jumpsuit. Like, that's what it looked like.
I think that her stylist actually heard Eddie on the show and was inspired to make us want to fuck a turkey.
Right. She heard it and she's like, that's it.
Was this worse, or was Britney Spears, you know, when she came back all fat and mushy looking?
No, you were just embarrassed for Britney because you're like, okay. And personally, I didn't even think Britney looked that bad when she came back all fat.
No. No,
like, I really didn't think it was that big of a deal.
She was maybe not in fighting form.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was a little, and it wasn't even just the weight that was the problem. It was, she was obviously, like, hadn't really gotten into the groove of, like, doing a lot of movement.
Right.
So she was kind of just lazy, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, very sluggish.
And she was lip-syncing.
Yeah.
she's lip syncing too, so it was really not a good performance. That's all.
It was bad all around, really. But the whole Miley thing.
She thinks she's the shit, Miss Miley, doing this. You know, you could tell that Britney was just like, ah, whatever. But Miley Cyrus thinks like this was an amazing performance.
She was very much into it. I don't know what was going through her head. I really don't care. But it was embarrassing to watch, and it was embarrassing for her. Like, I was embarrassed for her.
Me too.
Right.
I was highly uncomfortable. I just felt like, oh, God, she's just fucked up. And, you know, the next day, Robin Thicke's mom made a statement, and then also Billy Ray Cyrus made a statement. Robin Thicke's mom was like, well, the performance, I didn't understand it. You know, my son sang well. God bless Miley Cyrus. Hope everything works out. This is crazy kind of thing.
But see, isn't it ridiculous that we have to have statements from, like, these people's parents on a performance that wasn't even
that
crazy?
No, we really don't. But we don't, though. That's kind of the point. I don't give a shit what Robin Thicke's parents have to say. I don't care what Miley Cyrus's parents have to say. And I just want to say to everybody who's saying, oh, you know, how can Billy Ray Cyrus... Look, this is the guy who brought to the world the abomination that is achy, breaky, fucking heart. And we let him breed, we let him have sex with a woman and pop out a child, and this is what you get from that.
Right.
This is what happens, America.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and Billy Ray Cyrus says, you know, he's basically, that's my baby, that's my daughter, I support her, whatever, she's coming, I can't wait to see her, the end, you know, kind of thing.
And people who are saying, this was the biggest fuck you to Billy Ray Cyrus that she could have done. No, that was the biggest come on to Billy Ray Cyrus she could have done. That was absolutely, hey, daddy, let's breed. That's what that was. I don't care what anybody says.
And, you know,
we all owe Jamie Foxx an apology.
Remember he had to apologize when he said Miley Cyrus is like one step from the stripper pole? And he had to come out the next day and say, you know, I'm sorry for being disrespectful.
See, I didn't even know he said that
him,
because if I knew he said that, I would have publicly supported him in that statement because he was going to be right without a doubt.
He was fine. We owe him an apology now because, you know,
fast-forward
years later.
Free
you
OJ.
Know, he, Free OJ. He was right. Jamie Foxx was right. So sorry, Jamie Foxx, for taking you to task when you were fucking right. Awful.
Yeah.
So Louis,
have you seen this? Have you seen this travesty, Lou?
What travesty?
The Miley Cyrus award show thing.
Yeah. Did you see it? Absolutely. Did you see the reaction of the Smith family, Will Smith?
That was actually from Lady Gaga's performance, not Miley Cyrus.
Right.
Believe it or not.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Rihanna's reaction was the same as my reaction. It was like, what is another white girl wilding out? Damn.
Even Rihanna. had a negative reaction to it, and she's the world's biggest whore.
But yeah,
Rihanna's been passed around the entertainment industry more than Nicki Minaj has, and she had the gall to be like, "What is this girl doing on stage?"
Yeah, absolutely.
But her exact face is my face. It was like, oh, it's like she was smelling something awful. You know what I mean?
I like Rihanna's ass a lot, but she does not have a twerking ass either. Rihanna does not have the classic black girl ass.
It's a lot.
Like,
it's a lot closer than Miley, though.
of course it is. My ass is a lot closer to a black girl ass than Miley Cyrus's is.
It is.
I could fill out that fucking bathing suit better than she could.
Well, like I said, that was my favorite part, is like the next day watching like the 55-year-old white news anchor going, she was performing a dance that they call twerking.
Like,
man, twerking ain't nothing new.
Yeah.
It's only in the last couple of years that they fucking created a name for it. I've been seeing that shit since the fucking 80s. Bitches have been booty popping since the fucking 80s, yo. Like, it's not, this shit ain't new.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
So you got a word for it. And now that there's a word for it, of course, the white culture thinks that they can co-opt it and do it. And no, Miley, you cannot twerk. If when you
yeah.
put on a bathing suit, if when you put on a tight-ass piece of Lycra and your butt cheeks don't touch, even though they're hanging out both sides of it, you cannot fucking do it. I'm sorry.
They didn't touch. It was just so uncomfortably weird. How do your butt cheeks not hit each other? I don't get it.
Now, see, this is a test. This whole conversation is a testament to how fucked up we are as a society in America, because it's the 50th fucking anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s March on Washington, and we spent 25 minutes talking about Miley Cyrus's ineffectual butt cheeks.
Yeah.
Right. Yes, let's talk about MLK Jr., please.
And we of all people should, because we have a veritable rainbow of co-hosts on this program.
Exactly.
Three white guys and a white
What are you talking about? Three white guys and the whitest black girl I've ever seen in my life. she is the Wayne Brady of the show.
It's even better
it's
that
not
way.
Not unusual.
Chrissy's like the white black girl. Louis the white Puerto Rican, and me and you are like the, I don't even know what we are.
The black Italian guy.
As a matter of fact, I believe without even question that I'm the blackest person on the show.
Yeah, I believe that. I agree with that.
In the spirit of Martin Luther King, I'd like to tell you guys, fuck you, okay? I am black. I don't
Which,
care
what
is,
you know what? You know what, Chrissy?
You
just for that?
Character, so.
Absolutely, but just for that, get to the back of the show.
Oh, I'll tell you my instances when my blackness comes out. Usually when I'm really upset, when I'm mad, and it's usually at my husband. And it
actually, that's when my black comes out. Actually, is when I'm really upset, and your husband just did something wrong. I get all up in his face.
You get all ghetto.
I get a little ghetto. Like, listen here, motherfucker. Who are you talking to, huh?
No, for real, all kidding aside, that is when the black comes out of me, because I had Kristen was here visiting last year, and we were down in the city, and I was driving around the Habitat van, and we were trying to find a place to park, and the only place that you can park a van like that, and I was paying for it, I didn't give a shit, and I went into this big garage that had a clearance that was high enough for a fucking truck, and I get in there, and I see on the wall, the sign says, you know, vans are like $5 extra. I'm like, okay, they take vans. It says it on the fucking wall. Vans are just extra. Whatever, I'll pay for it. So the guy comes out, and he's like, no, we don't take vans. And I'm like, what do you mean you don't take vans? He's like, no, we don't take vans. And I'm like, it says on your fucking wall, you take vans, motherfucker. What are you trying to tell me you don't fucking take vans? I was like, yo, you fucking take vans, yo. You fucking take vans.
You won't take this motherfucking van. You won't take this motherfucking van.
Yeah. He's like, no, no vans. I was like, how the fuck you gonna tell me you don't take motherfucking vans when that shit is on your fucking wall, nigga? Shit.
Son.
I'ma fuck your world up. Huh. I'm going to slap the shit out of you. I'm going to slap you till you Cambodian. Have you talking like, no, don't stop the album, like a zip, bitch.
I have no idea what you just did, but that was the whitest black person I've ever heard in my life. That was some Macklemore shit right there you just pulled out.
I just started talking Laotian. I was talking Laotian. That's how you count Laotian.
Are you Laotian? Is that where that came? Are you Laotian now, or are you just
older Laotian?
You're Laotian by injection?
No, my best friend back in high school was. She taught me how to count.
Oh, okay. Okay, so Martin Luther King, 50 years ago, marched on Washington.
I just want to add the march on Washington had the name of it, you know, escapes me right now, but it had the name, the word jobs in it. It was like equality and jobs. You know, and that seems
it was a labor
to be
talk.
Left. Yeah, that seems to always be left out. You know, it's always the you know, the racial thing, which is amazing and beautiful. But you know, they want fucking
dude,
jobs.
Dude, we let them drink from the same fountain. You want to give them jobs too?
Damn. Yes. Damn. We want to work. We just want to work. You know,
we
want to
work.
This...
We're black, not Puerto Rican.
Right. We just want to work. We just want to coexist. Matter of fact, we're just.
But let me ask you a question, Christy. Doesn't that burn your ass up that all the discrimination when it comes to jobs that's been levied against black people that hasn't been levied against Puerto Ricans, because Puerto Ricans are whiter looking than black people, except when you put a Puerto Rican in a job, they're on Puerto Rican time and they don't work. Doesn't that make you mad that the white man gives the jobs to the Puerto Ricans and then they don't even fucking work with it?
What makes me mad is the misconception that black people are lazy and that we don't work. You know what I mean? We work. We work 2-3 jobs. It's just that we don't make enough. We're probably the hardest working people out here making the least amount of money. That's what burns me up.
Yeah, I don't know about that shit. I don't know if I can get behind that.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Right now.
Look, I let me tell you something. The only people who ever come even close to the level of laziness that I display in my job, and my laziness is fucking creative. Like, I actually, if I spent the amount of time and energy I put into finding ways not to do work, into doing work, I would be a millionaire. And the only people that come close to me in my job, in my jobs, are black people. Nobody is almost as lazy as me than black people. It's true.
Me, I have to work extra hard to combat the idea that they're lazy because they're always watching.
But see, that's not the white people's fault. That's your lazy-ass brethren's fault who do get jobs and don't do fucking shit in those jobs. You need to be mad at those motherfuckers.
Listen, you're talking about black men.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to catch hell for that one.
March on Washington for jobs and freedom.
I'm going to catch hell for that one. Sorry,
March on
men.
Washington for jobs and freedom. Yeah. For jobs and freedom.
Well,
okay, we've done about 2 minutes of that. We can. I mean, we covered enough Martin Luther King shit for today, right? We can move on, right?
Just
50 years of history and 2 minutes.
I know, we can just write
okay.
Up. Hey, you motherfuckers got a whole damn month. What else do you need? I mean, come on now.
Yeah, but that's like the
I want
away.
My 40 acres and a mule that you people promised me.
I know, right? I mean, you know, come on, Indians. You know, we gave you a little spot where you can hang out. Like, don't get mad.
We're all mad. All the brown
no,
people
but,
are
but
mad.
Actually, if we do have more to talk about Martin Luther King, I do want to save it for the next show because there's something important and relevant to today that we do need to discuss because it's actually getting crazy, and the long term implications of it are actually really dire, and that's the whole Syria thing. Have you guys heard about Syria and what's happening with the Syria shit?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Let me just set it up really quickly.
Mike, mute me. My kid's crying. Mute me. My kid's crying.
I can't mute you. You need to mute your own damn self. You got the phone.
I don't care.
What the fuck is this ghetto ass bullshit?
I don't care.
This ghetto ass show. All right. I muted her ass. I don't. How am I going to know when she needs to be unmuted? Christ.
Just unmute her. Don't leave her on mute.
Yeah. I can't hear her.
Yeah.
No, I'm gonna unmute her because Christy, mute your phone. And when your kid's done screaming, unmute your phone.
All right, I'm done. I'm good.
All right. Anyway, the whole thing with Syria is that I don't know if you guys know, but the current regime is the Assad regime. Assad is in power, and what happened was is that the he's a Shia Muslim, and yeah. His opposition are Sunni Muslims. It's the whole Shia Sunni bullshit all over again, except that the Sunni Muslims that were in opposition to him were secular. They weren't. It wasn't about Islam for them. It was about not being treated like shit by the regime, which is exactly what the problem was. Except that Assad, you know, is very much into that whole psychotic Muslim bullshit. And what happened was the revolution started in Syria, and from that point on, a whole bunch of outside groups, including Al Qaeda, started pouring into Syria to support the rebels against Assad. Mm-hmm. And the problem is that these factions, it's so scattered. These factions are so scattered, and their ideals are different. it's really like, and half of these groups are foreigners. Even more than that are foreigners. Like, these are people who have no, like, they have no business being in Syria whatsoever. And and Assad's current regime is being, the reason that they're still in power, even though a lot of their power has been shrunken, but they're mostly holed up in these almost impenetrable military fortresses that are scattered throughout Syria. They almost exclusively trade with Russia for firearms and shit. And they're like, Russia does not want Assad out of power because there's a lot of trade going on between Assad and Russia. Yes, they're making bank off of his ass right now. And what's happening is a lot of these groups that have come into Syria are also radical. I mean, obviously Al Qaeda, but a lot of the other groups are also radical Muslims, and they're interested in like crazy Sunni Muslim law, and that's completely eclipsed what the original rebels wanted to achieve. So now the area is extremely destabilized. We can't really go in and just give the rebels any kind of arms because they're going to wind up in the wrong hands no matter who we arm. It doesn't matter. If the rebels get the arms, they're going to get traded to Al-Qaeda. I mean, we're essentially, no matter which way we look, like, if we decide to help Assad, which is not a good idea because he's not in the right in any way, shape, or form.
He's a nutbag.
He is a nutbag. And this is not the first time that he's used chemical weapons. It's just one of the more...
Exactly.
And another thing that's fucked up is that we can't... And the UN cannot confirm that sarin gas was used. Because in order to confirm, there's a whole set of circumstances. They have to get into Syria. They have to test people. That's not a fucking option right now. So we're assuming that he's used chemical weapons because the superficial evidence is very clear, but we don't have the kind of empirical evidence that we need to say yes, Assad has used.
The thing that worries me is that this is going to be a situation where, you know, once again, where we swore they had, WMDs, and all of a sudden you do the research, and they're like, we can't find them. So even though it seems like they are using chemical warfare, it makes me a little nervous to say we're going to go in there based on that without,
You don't want us to go down that rabbit hole again. You don't want us to go down that fucking...
You know, we should have let off with this, because this is a lot more important and relevant than Miley Cyrus's fucking... idiot butt cheeks.
We will never talk about Miley again.
No more Miley.
To the area where stuff is used. It's just a week had passed already, where it's more difficult to collect.
Much more difficult to collect evidence because the shelf life of sarin gas is only about a week or two. It's not.
Also, logistically
and
getting in there too.
It's about physically getting in there. There's also rumors floating around that it could have been the rebels that used sarin gas. And the problem with that statement is that the rebels, the delivery system for sarin gas is the kind of weaponized sarin gas is only, you can only get it from like high tech installations and shit like that. The rebels do not have vehicles. They do not have planes. They don't have laboratories. It's a bunch of dudes. It's highly unlikely that the rebels would have the kind of technology for the delivery system that's needed for sarin gas. So that's one thing out the window. The other piece of it is that Syria is a really strategically, like, very important place in the Middle East. It's Iraq's pretty much only avenue to the sea. Iran is bordered by one side, and Syria is also Iran's avenue to the sea on the other side. I can't remember which sea it is. My geography's a little off. But on that side, Syria, if Syria becomes completely destabilized, it's entirely possible that this conflict is going to start destabilizing the other areas. That's not just wanton speculation either. Like, that's the kind of shit that happens out there, because the whole fucking place is volatile.
It's
the reason that we would want the reason that we would want to get involved, which I didn't understand up until I actually started reading about it yesterday, is that we don't want that area destabilized for many reasons. I mean, I don't think I have to explain why we don't want the Middle East destabilized. But Syria being destabilized, Syria's in the fucking middle of everything. And it really, if that starts destabilizing, it can make waves into Iran, Iraq. We've already got fucking issues with both of those places. It's a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, it's pretty serious.
It's bad. And it'll destabilize our like Turkey and Russia relations and all that good stuff. Like
it's much in everyone.
The Russia thing is, again, like you said, they're with Russia, and obviously Russia doesn't want that regime over Russia.
We don't want to make any overt moves against Russia. That's not a good idea at this point.
Right.
And our relationship with Russia is already strained right now because of their increasing, Orthodox religious mentality out there, and their human rights issues and shit. So we've got like major diplomatic issues with
Snowden.
Fuck Edward Snowden. He doesn't matter. I've been reading some shit about Edward Snowden. I think I'd like to apologize for ever calling him a hero.
Thank you.
I think his heart is in the right place. And he may be just doing it to save his own ass, but he's leaking secrets to, like, China and Russia and shit right now. And I don't know how I feel about that. And directly,
there's more stuff that came out, and the NSA, not only was it, like, this PRISM stuff, but they tapped into the video conferencing of the UN.
God, they're everywhere. They had spying in Germany. Germany had to issue a statement.
They had EU spying. It wasn't just trying to find terrorists within that. Not that anybody who was smart enough thought that was the case, but it's definitely espionage against other countries to get intel to have the upper hand.
Yeah, but honestly, I don't think that kind of stuff is relevant to the American public. I'm sorry, I don't believe that. I'm concerned about the United States spying on its own citizens. The United States spying on other countries is kind of what they're supposed to be doing. That's why we want them to have that kind of shit. That's kind of what they're supposed to be doing. That's what the OSS and the CIA are supposed to be dealing with. Fucking around with. And, we can get into the whole human rights issue of extraordinary rendition and stuff like that. That's a completely separate topic. But my biggest concern for the NSA is spying on American citizens. I don't agree with that. I don't like that.
Yet another thing was, Facebook and Google and these companies were getting paid millions of dollars to participate in this program.
Actually, when they were building their infrastructure, they were given millions of dollars by the NSA to build these backdoors and shit. Like, it's a giant fucked up conspiracy, which I'm grateful to Edward Snowden for helping to reveal. But like the kind of stuff that he's revealing to China is not the kind of stuff that I don't think should be being revealed. It's a gray area with Edward Snowden. Is all I'm gonna say. It's a gray area.
I accept your apology, Mike. Thank you. Appreciate it.
I wasn't apologizing to you directly.
No, not at all. Just a blanket general. Sorry, guys.
It was kind of a general catch-all. I'm not really responsible. I was actually in rehab, so my actions aren't. You can't blame them on me. That's the thing.
You're in porn rehab? Is that where you were?
Yeah. You went to Dr.
No, I don't need porn rehab. I don't watch enough porn to have to go to rehab for it.
He got reputable doctors like Dr. Drew and Dr. Phil to help him out.
But we should continue the Syria talk on the next show. Fuck Miley Cyrus.
Okay.
I think we said all. The only reason I wanted to bring her up is so Christy could say that her butt cheeks looked like chicken cutlets in a latex,
latex
diaper.
Cut.
That's the only reason.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
Nah.
I dig it.
But we should definitely continue this series, because Lou actually is a font of knowledge when it comes to like Middle Eastern shit and the shit that's happened over there. Huh?
Oh, he's useful in that aspect.
Okay. And I've got all of your promo shots, so we should be up and running Facebook Facebook site wise by the next show.
I see.
Wonderful.
All right.
Yay.
Good night.
Yay.
Later. Fuck off.